It's time for a Finally Friday Chamber Chat. Karis Lau is here, and Karis has brought a guest as usual. Good morning, Karis.
Good morning.
All right, who are we going to talk to? Well, before we get to that, how's things at the Chamber these days?
Good. We had an overly sold out golf outing.
I heard last that. Week. How did the big Q crew look out there on the course?
I will say the putting green was not ideal.
Okay.
But that was only for the game. But they seemed to have a lot of fun.
Well, good.
And they were teamed up with a really fun pair of guys too. So.
Yeah. I heard there was a lot of mushroom talk out there on the greens and
that's
tees.
Who they were teamed up with, yeah.
Got it. Okay. Well, so you made a lot of money, I hope, for the chamber,
We did very well. It's good. Actually the first year we had sold out and then actually oversold. So we had 72 people out on the golf course this last week.
Okay. So everybody got done. The weather was good and planning for year next year already right now, I bet.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think the need is there. So Brad and Mary may or may not be bringing in more golf carts. Otherwise, it'll be bring your own golf cart.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm glad it was a success. And what's in the immediate future with Chamber events?
We have the Arts and Crafts Fair coming up on July 3rd.
Okay.
So we have about 75 folks registered right now. Otherwise, we're moving forward and prices hike up at the end of the month. So we are pushing for people to get in now.
How many can you accommodate?
I'm in the middle of a field, Jeff.
Okay,
I can have as many as I want.
Lots and lots of folks. So not even near full yet.
No. Okay. Last year we had 110 vendors that showed up. We did have 112 registered. So,
okay.
But, you know, people have things pop up.
And as far as getting registered and reserving a spot, how's that done?
Give us a call. Otherwise, it's on our website right at the top at tomahawkchamber.com.
Got it. So. Okay. So that's July 3rd.
Yes. And it's a Friday, so it should be a big event this year.
Powwow Day is going to be on the weekend this year.
Sure is.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You usually bring a guest. Who'd you bring this week?
Well, I brought Brittany Lemke, one of the doctors at Northern Sight Vision Clinic. We're outside of work. We are both hockey moms, so... here we are, hence my voice.
Okay.
But yeah, we're going to talk vision because my daughter sees her and loves her, and we see the rest of the team too as my family. So,
good deal, good deal. So Dr. Brittany Lemke, I presume?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Dr. Lemke, let's make sure that that's right in there. There we go. Okay. Tell us about the clinic, first of all, before we get into some other things here.
We're a full-scope optometric clinic, which means we take care of all eye-related conditions that don't require surgery. And we have three doctors, and we actually have two locations. So we have a location here in Tomahawk, and we have another one in Phillips.
And what's your role at the clinic?
I'm one of the owner doctors.
Okay. And how'd you get here to Tomahawk?
Work.
Yeah.
I came right out of optometry school to Tomahawk. I met Dr. Stromberg through a my family lived across the lake from her, and they connected us, knew we wanted to live in northern Wisconsin, and so that
brought
me here.
How do you like it so far?
Good, I love it.
Good? Yeah, I love it here? Plan on staying a while?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good, good, good. How many folks are in the staff at the clinic?
We have six employees at each office, and we have three providers that go back and forth between the two clinics.
So each office, so where are the other offices besides here in Tomahawk?
Just Phillips.
Oh, Tomahawk and Phillips.
Tomahawk and Phillips, yeah.
Got it, okay. Tell us about the services that you offer at Northern Sight.
Well, we do, of course, full eye exams and contact lens eye exams. We also treat all, like I said, medical conditions such as glaucoma, macular degeneration, we look for diabetic retinopathy and diabetics. They need to have annual eye exams. We look for, or we do urgent eye care also, such as like somebody gets something stuck in their eye or they get an eye infection, pink eye, they have allergy eyes, dry eye.
So if we are in immediate need of something, we can call and you can get us in as there are availabilities.
Yes, okay. Typically we can get those urgent care appointments in the same day or the next day.
So is it a situation where people should, they don't need to go to the emergency room first, don't need a referral, they can call you directly?
Correct, yep. They don't need a referral. We can
okay.
see them. They just call the clinic.
Yeah, you usually know if you have something wrong with your eyes.
Yes.
Yeah, right here, this one right here. and then just let people like you go from there.
Yes.
Things that people might not know about what you do in the clinic.
Well, I think some of the things that people aren't always aware of are those urgent care appointments.
Okay.
That if they have flashing lights, floaters, or they scratch their eye or they get something stuck in their eye, that we can take care of all that stuff.
How do you take care of floaters?
Well, we have to look inside the eye and see what's causing it. Sometimes
okay.
it's just part of aging, but sometimes it could be something more serious like a retinal detachment, in which case then we would refer to the appropriate retinal specialist.
Yeah, I see. Because I didn't know I could get rid of my floaters. They drive me nuts, especially this time of year when there's other bugs around. I don't know if it's a bug or a floater.
Yes, there are actually some vitamins that we have at the clinic that can help shrink the size of floaters.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so, boy, I never knew about that before.
So I guess that would be something that people don't know, that we do sell eye drops and eye vitamins for like dry eye, macular degeneration, the floaters, and we have a lot of over-the-counter treatment for especially dry eye and ocular allergies.
I'm just curious. It's been a long time. I get regular eye exams, but it's been a long time since I wore glasses regularly. I'm just curious, how has technology changed your business at all when it comes to getting the right lenses on the people's faces that really need them? How has technology helped you?
Good question. We have basically, one of our goals is to have like advanced technology in every aspect of the exam. So when we're checking for glasses prescriptions, we don't have the dials anymore. Everything's done electronically. And then we have electronic health records. And then even in the optical, as we're measuring for patients' placement of their prescription in the actual lenses, we have a tablet and the sensor that does all of the measurements through the computer.
Okay, so as far as you learn all that in school, it's not something that you're doing on the job. You've been out of school, I would assume, long enough that this is all taught in school. It's not like on-the-job training or anything like that.
This technology is new, and I was not trained on these digital. They're called the four-opter, is what we measure the prescription with. That we had to learn the old school way.
I guess
school.
That's what I was.
When we got out and get our own practice, we get to buy the luxury of not turning the dials.
Got it. Understood. Well, I asked that because, first of all, I'm not sure how long you've been out of school, but I know that things are happening rapidly all the time in the medical field, especially when it comes to technology. So I would assume that new stuff comes in all the time.
Yes. It does. I've been out of school for 13 years and been at Northern Sight the whole time. So,
okay.
Like I said, I don't plan on going anywhere. But, yes, the technology is always changing. In fact, we just were at a big convention in Nashville 2 weeks ago, and we're getting some new retinal cameras to take photos of the inside of the eye that are an upgrade from what we currently have. So we've always had it as our goal to basically offer the latest and greatest that we can, especially in a small town, and, you know, offer it for our patients, and they don't have to commute to get all those nice technologies.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because a lot of times people think they have to go to a big city to get all these kind of services, but we have them right here in Tomahawk and in Phillips, I would assume, too,
yes.
Right? So everything you're telling us now is also goes for the Phillips Clinic as
correct.
Well. Okay, so up-to-date technology, all the latest stuff is there. This may seem like, it's simple to me because I'm simple-minded, but how do we know if we need regular glasses, a prescription, or just the cheaters, the reading glasses? How do we know?
Coming in for an exam is the best way to find out. Yes, I mean, it happens every day that people come in and they think they're seeing well, and then we show them that they can actually see much better.
Yeah, and oftentimes one eye may be stronger than the other, and so until you talk to a doctor about this, you don't really know the right way to go with how you're going to fix this.
Yes, correct. So a lot of times for some patients, over-the-counter reading glasses are a great option if their prescription is similar between the eyes. Sometimes it's good enough, but it's not perfect. It's not the best it could be.
Okay.
So we've got options for that.
What about as far as Northern Sight's commitment to the community? Because you're here with Caris, I'm assuming that you're involved with the chamber an awful lot. Why is it important to be involved with the community at your business?
Well, because I would say, like, we live here, we work here, we play here, our kids are in school here, and we see these patients year after year, and, you know, we're getting to a point where patients that I saw as little kids are now graduating from high school, which is pretty cool. I think it's cool. It's one of the things I really think or I value out of working in a small town community is that we're going to get to see generations of patients.
Anything else we can learn about the clinic here this morning, Brittany, while you're here with us this morning? What else might be interested in? What do you want to keep us in mind, or what do we want to keep in mind if we should ever need your services?
Well, I guess I want to talk about two things that are sort of newer technology or things that we haven't always had, one of which is called the NeuroLens, which is a type of lens that helps treat patients' eye alignment, how their eyes work together, especially for on the computer and reading, all the near tasks that we're doing. You know, we spend a lot of our day doing near work, and a lot of patients are suffering from headaches, neck and shoulder pain, trouble focusing on the computer, eye discomfort, and we have this technology called NeuroLens that helps relax our visual system so we can comfortably look at the computer. It not only corrects our clarity of how well we see, but how comfortable our eyes are, especially at the end of the day.
So in other words, the clinic is knowing that with all this technology we have, we're staring at these screens an awful lot, and you've kind of had to adjust the practice for that, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And this technology, part of the reason we brought it in is because we are the only people in northern Wisconsin that have it, and we again, we want the patients in northern Wisconsin to have access to this.
What about the glasses that you carry? I know a lot of people are concerned about. They want the best look that they can when they have their glasses. Maybe tell us about some of the frames and things that you offer.
Yeah, we have sunglasses, safety glasses, and of course, everyday glasses. New to the clinic are the Ray-Ban Metas, which are the smart glasses with the cameras, and you can record, you can take photos, you can hear your music through it, and those are available in prescription or non-prescription. And I think another thing, the sunglasses, not everyone's aware that we sell non-prescription sunglasses. No. Like Costa, Oakley, Ray-Ban, Nike, Coach, you know, a lot of brand names. And you don't need an appointment to look at those. You just can come in anytime.
Generally speaking, for our eyesight, do we need referrals or we can just walk right in? Or call ahead first?
Yeah, call. Yeah. We don't have same-day appointments except for those urgent care appointments. That's a good point bringing up about same-day. We are currently booking into the summer, so it's a good time to think about summer eye exams, especially for students, those people who are graduating, college students who may be home for the summer, to get them in before they head back to school. Now's the time to schedule.
Understood. So, Brittany Lemke, the doctor, what's the proper title? Doctor of Optometry?
Correct.
That's okay. Doctor of Optometry. Boy, I got it right. Northern Sight Vision right here. Now, located right, you're right up by the old Shopko store, right?
Correct. On Hometown Drive.
Got it. And so, regular hours out there?
We are open Monday through Fridays, and Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, we're open 8 to 5. Wednesday is the night we're open a little later. We're open 8 to 6, and then Fridays we're open 8 to 2.
Understood. And, Karis, anything you want to add before we let you guys get back to work here today?
I just want to say that my daughter, she got glasses a year ago, I think this week now.
Okay.
And she did the dilation, and that's, you don't have to do dilation because of the picture she was mentioning, which works out really nice for kids and if you have to go back to work.
Oh, yeah. 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 You don't want to wear those goofy glasses outside the office any if you don't have to.
Exactly. Yeah. And I can't stand by them enough because of what they've done for her and also just for the rest of my family, too. But she actually picked out a pair of regular glasses and turned them into sunglasses.
So everything went great. You'd recommend, from one mom to another, you'd
absolutely recommend.
Okay.
I mean, this is Marshy's mom next to me, not Dr. Lemke.
So. Got it. Northern Sight Vision Clinic, Karis and Brittany, thanks for being here with us this morning. And again, regular hours at the Northern Sight Vision Clinic?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, except Wednesdays it's 8 to 2, or 8 to 6, and Fridays it's 8 to 2.
Excellent. Thank you very much both for being here, and have a good rest of your day.
Thanks, you.
And hopefully you learned something from that little conversation that we got to have the other day. I know I did. As far as urgent care for your eyes, boy, didn't know that service existed, but we have it right here in Tomahawk. And so, yes, if you think you have to go out of town to big cities to get great eye care, you don't. Northern Sight Vision Clinic right here in Tomahawk. They have an office in Phillips, too. You get all that same big city care with small town caring doctors. And again, urgent care if you should happen. You never know. Like on a weekend, you could be doing a project and all of a sudden something happens. Something gets in your eye. It doesn't come out. And you think, oh, I got the problem here. What am I going to do? Urgent eye care at Northern Sight Vision Clinic here, too. So very good to know. And so always like to learn a new thing. And I got to learn something with that conversation. Hope you did, too. And Karis is usually here on Fridays. And so next month, I'm not sure if we'll see her here on a Friday or not. But our chamber chats continue all summer long here on the Big Q.